From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Emergency supplies and relief workers are just beginning to arrive in a remote area of Indonesia that was devastated by a tsunami. The death toll there has risen to more than 270. The BBC's Krishma Vaswani says 10-foot-high waves swept away entire villages.
You can see hundreds of homes have been either washed away or badly damaged because of the water. It's unfortunately still not clear, though, just how widespread the damage is, because frankly, the rescue teams haven't been able to get to the places they need to get to yet.
The BBC's Krishma Vaswani. Elsewhere in Indonesia, searchers are looking for more survivors on the slopes of Mount Merapi. A searing cloud of ash from that volcano has killed more than 24 people. The powerful storm system that has been pummeling areas from the Dakotas to the East Coast is dumping more rain and even some snow today, punctuated by intense gusts of wind. Snow is falling in the Dakotas and Minnesota. A blizzard warning posted in North Dakota. Linnea Reeves works at a Walmart store in Bismarck.
The winds are picking up, and it's very snowy, very slick. And from what I'm hearing from our customers, that no matter where you go, it is very, very slick.
The storm has forced delays or cancellations of scores of airline flights in cities such as Chicago, Cincinnati, and Minneapolis. The National Transportation Safety Board is wrapping up a two-day meeting on the safety of the nation's regional airlines today. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, what are the key issues being discussed?
The most prominent is whether smaller regional carriers flying under the banners of larger airlines are as safe as the bigger ones. Now, the big example here, Craig, is the Continental Connection regional flight last year. It went down near Buffalo, New York. Many people will remember that. 49 people were killed. The NTSB says the Colgan Air pilots flying under Continental's brand made mistakes, and there are questions about whether they'd had enough rest.
What are some of the factors involved there?
Well, the father of one woman killed says Continental's passing the buck on safety. Federal officials have told the hearing that all airlines must meet the same safety standards, but the head of a pilots group says the big carriers put huge financial pressures on the smaller companies working with them, and says that can affect staffing, training, and salaries.
So what's being talked about at the symposium today?
International alliances. Yesterday it was domestic. One of them, for example, is the Star Alliance, in which United Airlines participates. A United executive has already told the group this morning that CEOs of participating airlines must sign safety documents.
The purpose of this statement is to ensure that all Star Alliance member carriers are committed to the same high standards of safety.
And that's Mike Quello. Later, the symposium will be open to questions and comments from anyone who's attending.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. Wall Street, the Dow is down 73 points. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama is taping a segment to air tonight on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says it's part of the president's effort to encourage young people to vote next week.
You've got a constituency of younger voters that that watch that show, and it's a good place to go and reach them.
The president slated to leave later this week on a final campaign blitz before the midterm elections. Two Chinese nationals have been arrested in Hungary and are awaiting extradition to the U.S. on charges of violating arms agreements. NPR's Louisa Lim reports the case could further complicate ties between the U.S. and China.
The China Daily reported on the case, saying the two Chinese men were set up by a U.S. undercover agent. It said he'd lured them to Hungary. There they'd sought to buy 40 microchips, which could be used for military or aerospace purposes. These microchips are listed on a U.S. government statute seeking to curb arms proliferation. The China Daily says the pair were not given access to the Chinese embassy and that their trial in Hungary only lasted 1 hour. An embassy spokesman told the China Daily it was doing its best to protect the pair and fight extradition. This case follows a number of other accusations of commercial espionage. It could act as a further strain on already tense ties between the two countries. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
New economic reports out today. The Commerce Department says sales of new single-family homes rose more than expected last month, up 6.6%. And in another report, the department says demand for long-lasting manufactured goods has jumped more than expected, up 3.3% in September. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.